Hi, my name is Gail and welcome to my podcast where I talk about my life and my experiences of living with my dementia. Today I'm going to talk about crafting. I was looking back through my diary and came across one in December 2020. And in my diary it says, "It's the little things that mean so much. It's the little things in life like my crafting." And crafting is a great way to share your ideas with others so that they can feel good about themselves. And it's really good for your well-being too. It keeps your brain active. My latest achievement was to make some personal teddy bears. I have made these before, but most probably it was a few years before dementia. And I think the first one that I ever made was when I lost my four-legged friend, Radley, my Scotty dog, and I was devastated. And I needed to keep something from him that I could have beside me. So I made a little teddy bear out of his blanket. I didn't wash the blanket either because I needed to keep his smell, that doggy smell that he carried with him that just meant so much to me. So I decided to make four little teddy bears, and these would be passed on to my grandchildren. I'd requested some of their old clothing from their mums, and I really wanted to make a patchwork cover for myself, but it turned out that I made these bears out of the pieces of clothing. And I didn't know if I'd be able to make it or not because I'd not done any sewing like this since I'd been diagnosed. So I started off by working the pattern out, which was very hard. It wasn't easy. I cut out lots of pieces of clothing the wrong way round, but in the end, because of perseverance, I did make it and cut all the patterns out. I did have to walk away and leave it quite a few times because I was getting quite frustrated, but it's all about the not giving up. I was constantly pricking my fingers with the needles as well, as most of the sewing had to be done by hand. And I did think on many occasions, why the hell have I actually started this? But I carried on slow and steady. And the bears began to take shape. And it was a great sense of achievement. And when the finished item was passed over to one of my grandsons, the look on his face was enough for me. They now have something very personal from me with my little bits of clothing and their little bits of clothing. And they all have a personal message on the back of them which I embroidered on. So crafting means a lot to me. And I'm a big believer that keeping positive really helps our brains to keep active. And for me, this is exactly what I get out of crafting. I started sharing things on social media, on YouTube. I was putting photos on and I think I started off making fairy houses first on YouTube. And it was the first thing that I shared and I had lots of positive responses and people were asking how to make them. I decided to share my ideas, so I made the videos and I uploaded them. I also took one or two groups online on Zoom. I just wanted to show people that when you have dementia, you can still learn new things and you can still enjoy your life. Pebble painting came next, and I started with a very simple bumblebee and then a ladybird. And they looked lovely, just sat in my fairy garden next to the little log fairy houses. Pebble painting grew to other things. And then I decided to purchase a camera. And that was all thanks to Wendy, a friend who recommended a camera. and it's a bridge camera, so it's quite easy to use, as I didn't think I could remember how to work a complicated camera. I'd always taken lots of photos with my phone, but never ventured into the camera world. Now that is a whole different world, which I will talk about in my podcast later. Painting and sketching, well, that was something that I was told at school that I couldn't do, that I was useless. But I took up some watercolour painting sessions online, and these were held by a wonderful lady called Frances, who also has a diagnosis of dementia. And I quickly caught on to the painting, and I loved it, and I found it so relaxing. And I was completely shocked to find that I could actually paint something. For me, it was nature. Leaves and plants. I find so much joy in painting. Then painting turned to sketching. This was completely new for me as well. And I could get immersed in the painting or the sketching and just lose myself. And before I knew it, time had passed, and the morning had passed, and the afternoon had gone. And I wish people would stop telling people that people with dementia can't learn new skills. If there's one thing in life I have never liked, it's somebody who tells me that I can't. If they tell me I can't, I will always try to do it. And during lockdown, there was many people living with dementia that started learning new crafts and new skills. So we've proved all these people wrong, that we can learn new skills with dementia. We might not be as quick to learn, but does that matter? The process might have to be repeated over and over again, possibly quite a few times, but does that matter? Videos and recordings coming really handy, as you can watch and rewind as many times as you like. So YouTube is brilliant for that. People shouldn't raise the voices or take over, because if you've got dementia, you won't learn anything then. You just won't want to learn. But if you involve us and you're patient with us, we will learn. Crafting shared with others brings people together. Just watch the interaction. Watch people come alive. It's just amazing. And to create and craft can be so beneficial for our well-being. It reduces our stress levels, alleviates the symptoms of anxiety and depression, and helps with the feeling of loneliness. Keeps our brain active too. So hopefully it helps us with dementia. And the feeling of achievement when you've made something, wow, that's a real feel-good factor. So from fairy houses to pebble painting, watercolour, photography, sketching, card making, Christmas decorations, I've tried so many different crafts I have now lost count. I've done pebble painting for Remembrance Sunday, where I painted 30 painted poppy petals along the prom where we live. It was just to bring something to community for the Remembrance Sunday. And then at Christmas, I placed log things decorated with Santa's face. And wow, the children was finding them, and the smiles that it was bringing to the faces was just amazing. Because during lockdown, there was no Santa's grottos. So it was wonderful when people was posting pictures on social media of the little log things that they'd found with Santa's face and the happy smiling faces of the children. The happiness that these two very simple crafts brought to people was heartwarming. I'd made people smile in these hard times of COVID and the lockdown, which meant so much, and obviously so much to others. I also wrote a little poem about what crafting makes me feel like. Then here we go. Crafting makes me happy and crafting keeps me sane. Crafting also helps to take away the pain. Crafting is so special, I craft most of the day. The craft I cannot do is knitting or crochet. I love a bit of crafting. It passes on the hours. I've even tried the crafting that arranges all the flowers. I craft with card and paper. I craft with stone and wood. I craft with food, that's baking, and it tastes so good. All my crafts are crafty. I've shared them on a screen. There must be lots of videos. I think about 18. So dementia, let's get crafting. Let's start a brand new craze. Yes, we all can do it. Bring crafting back again. So crafting for me is just, it's an outlet. It passes time and it makes me feel good. So if I was to recommend anybody that's fed up, that doesn't know what to do with herself, it's find a craft, get involved, and just keep going. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'll be back again next week. Bye.